Unit 4, page 45. Exam focus. Paper 4. Listening. Multiple choice. Part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You overhear two friends, Phil and Miranda, chatting at a science conference. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Hi, Phil. Fancy seeing you here.
Miranda, you're looking great. Oh, I wondered if I'd meet anyone I knew at this conference. How are things going at the lab?
Well, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, the salary's not great initially, not compared to lots of graduate appointments. But to be honest, that doesn't bother me so much. I mean, I'm learning such a lot by actually doing things rather than just reading about them. And the prospects are there. I'm expecting to move up a grade when my post is reviewed next month. And teaching, Phil, any regrets?
Well, it's certainly challenging. But fortunately, the school's quite well equipped, so I can get the kids doing experiments and take them out on trips and all that, so it's quite fun. But it's really great to come here and get back in touch with what's happening in the world of science. I mean, the kids are dead keen, come in with lots of questions and stuff they've found on the internet. But basically, the bottom line is, you've got to stick to the curriculum or you're in trouble. So it's good to broaden my horizons a bit.
Right. And any news of any of the others?
Now listen to the recording again. Extract 2. You hear a married couple talking on the radio about their family life. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Basically, we're both scientists, and we met in the lab at the university where we both work. So when we thought of starting a family, a job share seemed the obvious idea, and we do one term on and one term off, which works really well. People are constantly surprised by the size of our family, probably because Caroline looks so young. They say, "I don't know how you keep so calm." But it's no big deal, really. For us, the biggest hurdle was going from 4 to 5 because George is such a strong character and the wild one. The downside is that you can't make snap decisions. Everything has to be mapped out well in advance.
We're not unambitious when it comes to holidays, though, even if because of the work commitments we can't often all go together. Nonetheless, I think it's important to share your passions with the kids. So I took the older ones whitewater rafting last year, staying in a guest house I found on the internet, while Tom held the fort with the younger ones at home. They're pretty resilient, actually. We had the usual spats and tears, but basically the trip was hassle-free.
Now listen to the recording again. Extract 3. You overhear two work colleagues talking. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
You were late again this morning, I hear.
Oh, don't talk about it. I mean, I do try, you know. It's just that some days, it seems that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. You know, there I was, all ready to leave the house, and this chap comes to the door, wanting to read a water meter or something. Anyway, I never even knew we had one. It's in the kitchen, apparently, at the back of a cupboard. And as I'm getting the stuff out of the cupboard, you know, as quick as I can, of course I managed to drop a glass jar full of tomato juice. My own fault, I suppose, but it broke and went everywhere. I mean, the chap wasn't there 2 minutes, but I had to stay and clear it up, didn't I?
So did you tell Sonia all this?
No way! She'd only think I was making excuses.
Well, these things do happen, you know. I think it would be better to come clean. Otherwise, she'll think you're just unreliable.
But you're never late, Maggie.
I can't deny that. But I have other issues with Sonia. And I just think you're better being straight with her, that's all.
Now listen to the recording again.